Chof Dalet Ir, Wednesday the 29th of May, Rabbi Ilan Halberstadt, The Secret Value of Erechin.
Okay, good morning everybody. As we just mentioned from the title, in this week's parasha we have a unique... We have a unique parasha of Erechin. Now Erechin is in Masechta and Shas, coming up. So this is a good hachana, it's a good preparation coming up, I mean for Daf Yomi, coming up shortly. So this is a good preparation of, in fact to accurately pronounce it would be Arachin. But nonetheless, people say Erechin, so we'll stick with that. And in this week's parasha, we find... Speak to the Bnei Yisrael, v'ma'atalem, ish ki yafli neida, be'erkev chanofashas la'ashem. If a person makes an erech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is an erech? An erech means a value, an erech. And the value that one gives, however, there's two forms of giving a donation to the Beis HaMikdosh. You can give domim. Domim means I can give my actual value in the workplace. So you assess physically and what he's capable of doing, to be sold as an eved, how much can he perform, what's his output capability. But that's not erechin. Erechin is not domim. Domim is what I just explained to you. That's your value in terms of what you could do. But erechin is a fixed, flat rate. It's a certain amount, depending on if you're a man, if you're a woman, and what age you are. And the Torah tells us, Vaya erkecha hazacha miben esem shono. If you have a value, if you're between 20 and 60, that's the maximum. Then you are erkecha chamishim shekel kesef. You are 50 shekel. And the psukim go through what the value is of each person. And this has nothing to do with what you're able to do in the workplace. It could be you're physically very fit, could be you're not fit at all. It's the same amount depending on your age. Your age, whether you're male or female, and your age. Okay, now what's fascinating is the word erechin in the Torah appears in a very strange way. It says, always appears as erkecha. Erkecha, if you ask schoolboy translation, erkecha would mean your erech. That's not accurate, because erkecha is the noun, it's the word. It's a little bit unusual because you don't normally have a cha at the end, that doesn't mean you, right? Erkecha means your erech normally, but not in this case. And the extra chaf is used throughout the parasha. Ish ki yafli neida be'erkecha nefashas la'ashem. V'haya erkecha hazacha. Or, by erkecha hazacha, says erkecha many, many times over, and it definitely, you can see, it doesn't mean your erech in the context. And Rashi really points out, on erkecha the first time it comes up, k'may erech, v'kofel ha'kofin, lo yodati me'ezo loshen hu. Rashi said, the double chaf, erkecha, I don't know me'ezo loshen hu. That's what Rashi says. Because it's part of the actual word, it doesn't mean your erech, it means, that is the Rashi says this on Pasuk, Pasuk Gimel, what is Pshat erkecha? I don't know, but that is the word. So the word in the Torah used for erech, it doesn't say erech, it says erkecha. That's the word. Unusual, but that's what it is. And Rashi doesn't say what it is. So perhaps I would like to suggest something. I've never seen this inside, but I want to suggest something based on things that I have seen inside and heard from. Firstly, what's Erechin? What is the mitzvah about? What does it teach us? Why is it here, right tucked away at the end of Bechukesai? It immediately comes after the Tochacha, which has to be something that we're being told here. And so what is that? What is that connection? What is this mitzvah? So as we pointed out, this is to do with a person's value, not about what he's doing in the world. You see, the world out there evaluates us by what we do. What do? You go meet a person, what do you do? What's your output? What do you perform? What can you achieve? If a person is chas v'shalom in a physically crippled state, we consider him, and I'm talking about we being the outer world, consider him less of a person. So much so that we have to sort of almost be apologetic with the different languages and different words that we use, because none of that's Torah, Dick. A person could be physically you know, very much challenged, and not got the physical abilities. Of course the Torah understands it's no less of a person. It's poshut. It's not like you need to defend that. In the outside world, because they're so used to be able to seeing a person's achievements by about what he's able to do physically, so if he's physically old or unwell or unfit, so he's less of a person. I don't know how to define him. But from the Torah point of view, there's never a question to begin with, because that's not how you evaluate a person. And where did we learn that from? Parshas Erechin. Erechin is about a person's value and their worth, nothing to do with the marketplace, nothing to do with what you could do out there in the world of avdus.
You can be a chasvurida kalikin.
Sorry?
You can be a chasvurida invalid.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's got the same values on a healthy
life. That's right. If a person says, at whatever age it might be, a person could be totally an invalid, as was pointed out, and if he's between 20 and 60, his erech is 50 shekel. The same erech for every single person. It depends on age. That's interesting. The second we have to deal with why age, why does it change with age, right? But nonetheless, according to Erechin, is about the value of a person, not about his output, but about who he is as an intrinsic person on the inside. And that's why it comes after the Tochacha. It's brought down, they say, a famous story. Famous. You might have heard it before, of the teacher that stood in front of the class and held up a £50 note. Who wants the £50 note? So everybody, yeah, me, everyone wants the £50 note. So then you take the £50 note, and the teacher scrunches it into a ball, stamps on it, gets it all filthy, dirty, squashes it, picks up the same £50 note, no longer is it crisp and beautiful, but it's now, you know, dirty and crumpled. And who wants it now? Me, everyone still wants it. But why do you want it? It's one was a beautiful, crisp £50 note, and now it's all crumpled and ugly. Because you realise the intrinsic value is still £50. It doesn't make a difference. Right? If it's squashed or fresh, it's the same £50 note. And that's Erechin. It could be we'll go through a Tochacha, and we'll be squashed and crumpled, and much, much worse. And Klal Yisrael, who are we? On the outside? What's our output? What are we capable of? We've been oppressed, and we've gone through Golus, and we've gone through this whole Tochacha that is written in Mechukosai. But who are we? We're still that same value. It's still the £50 note. Intrinsically, that's the value of a Yid. That's the value of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, in some ways, some of the Mefarshim explain that it's a chizuk after the Tochacha. It doesn't matter what's happened, you're still the same Erech. So what does Erech mean? And why does it change according to age? So the Erech seems to be what a person's potential is. The Torah expects of a person to bring out his potential. Your potential is what you're capable of. Yes, we're not talking physically, we're talking about what's the person supposed to be Megala Kavod Shemayim in this world. Every individual has his tafkid, every neshama, every person has to bring out his koichus. We're not talking about physical koichus, although often it will be expressed in the physical world, but it means a person's koichus of their value, which is their erech. And that changes according to age. When you're younger, less is expected of you. When you enter the age between, interesting, still between 5 and 20, still less of you. Between 20 and 60, that's supposed to be your maximum ruchnias tikka prime output in terms of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects you to achieve in the olam haruchni. It is true that there's no such thing as retiring in Torah. Rabbi Eliashiv was paskin in shailos till the day he could. Till no longer. In other words, there's no such thing. You know, if you're a rav and a pesach and a god lador doesn't retire. Yeah. But nonetheless, when is it expected the most of that person? Between 20 and 60. That's expected. After 60, still, you know, it's not like, we never give up. It's still a value, it's still an erech. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect as much, perhaps because the person is physically weaker. Nonetheless, again, it doesn't mean after 60 we retire from Torah mitzvahs. That doesn't mean that. It means in terms of the potential that has been brought out, the main potential is brought out between 20 and 60. And therefore, that's when it's 50 shekel. 50 shekel is the highest erech. That's the value if you have to bring it out. Now this links very much into the Tochacha and Sefira Sa'ima as well. Makasha. Because there is an expression used in the Tochacha that we find repeated, the word repeated the most with regards to the Toichah itself is Imtalchu Imi Bakeri. This expression, keri, is used many, many times, multiple times in our parasha. That if a person does not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he treats it bekeri. So what does it mean, bekeri? He treats everything as, keri means happenstance, mikra. But we know, keri, that expression is also used for a bal keri, and that means somebody who wastes seed. A potential of life could have been created, and he wastes seed, and that's a bal keri, loshen mikra. In fact, we are familiar with this probably from a Rashi about Amalek, because it says, "Ashikar chabaderech." They came and they greeted us on the way, and Rashi brings famously three pshatim. What's Ashikar cha? First one is they called us down, like the hot bath. Everybody knows they got burnt, but they cooled down the bath. Ashikar cha, they cooled it down. The second, Ashikar cha miloshem mikra, everything's happenstance. The third, that it's noshem keri, as in wasting seed. And this is the expression, that's what Amalek stands for. Amalek is Mikra. Amalek is Keri. Amalek is exactly this Inyan. And Keneged Amalek, we have our parasha. If you go in the ways of the Torah, Im B'chukos HaTelechu, wonderful. You get all the brachos. If you don't, you go in Amalek's way, which is Im Telchu Imi Keri, then there's going to be one thing after the next of a Teichacha. So what is this Keri? What does it mean to go with the Kodesh Baruch Hu Bekeri? So the Pasuk tells us, and Chazal explained, that Keri means not just you don't listen to Hashem. In Telchi imi Keri, v'loi soivu lishmerli. You don't have any interest in listening to me. They couldn't care less. Hashem scream at you, this event happens, whatever, just mikra. This event happens, nah, not interested in working on myself. The most difficult people to be either makarev or to educate are the people that are apathetic. They can't be bothered. Okay, I teach teenagers. I can tell you, the obnoxious teenager who's being difficult and, you know, arguing and argumentative, that's fine. You can have an argument with them, there's someone to talk to, they can have it out at you, you can have it out at them, and you can discuss things together. You can get somewhere with that person. But somebody who just can't be bothered, just not interested whatsoever. I get this all the time. How do you inspire somebody that cannot be bothered whatsoever? And this is one of the most favorite phrases of a regular teenager. I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered, so there's nobody to speak to. So what are you going to do? You can jump up and down. You can go excited, get excited and go crazy. And they'll just say, okay, yeah, nice. When you can't be bothered, everything just slips away. Chazal call this leitzonus. Leitzonus means you give one thing of Musa, it says one word of leitzonus can get rid of 100 words of Musa. I mean, yeah, so everything just slides away. Nothing serious. It just walks away. It just slips off. I can't be bothered means I'm not listening. The guy's lying on the floor. He's not going to listen. When nobody's listening, there's nobody there. There's nobody home to speak to. So then how can you inspire somebody that's not even interested in listening? You've got to get the guy's attention somehow. That's the biggest problem that we have in chinuch nowadays. To try and get people, it's not about inspiring people, it's about getting them to even want to be inspired. If a guy can't be bothered, he'll just sit there. You've got to get him to be bothered first. The first thing is to be bothered. Like, are you bothered by this question? That's why we know you have to ask questions. If I just come in and give answers and this, that and the other, whatever it might be. So what is it doing? It's not impacting the person. Are you bothered by the question? The more you're bothered by it, the more I can actually fill that need. I want to hear the answer. But if you walk throughout life, not interested, I can't be bothered, what happened, this just happened, that happened. In Telcha Imi Keri, V'loi Soivu L'Shmeali, you don't even want to listen to me. It's not you don't listen to me, you don't even want to listen to me. I'm not interested. It used to be, back in the day, they used to do Kiruv, by doing seminars. We'll take you away for 2 days and we'll prove to you that God exists, and then you'll be through. By the end of it, we'll sell sitters and you'll buy them. We'll give you a pair of tefillin. You go home, you'll be through. Because I proved to you God exists. Nowadays, I don't know, I haven't done my research, but my guess is that you can prove to everybody that God exists and they'll probably still say, okay, shkoyach, that was really interesting, that talk. Hello, you know, there's a God, there's Torah, there's mitzvahs. No. Okay, that's kind, that's nice. And that's why it comes out in these terminologies that people say, well, you've got your thing and I've got my thing and everybody can do their thing. which basically means nothing has any value, because I'm not even interested in listening. It just falls off. Any musa you give, not interested. That's telcha imukeri. Everything's mikra. Everything is a waste. There's nothing there to receive. Just like a child to be formed. To be formed. It has to be received and then formed. Otherwise, it's just a waste of seed. And unfortunately, Chazal say, by the way, similar to Shainus, that if you teach a Talmud Sha'ena Hogan, so you're giving beautiful Torah, and there's just no kli to receive any of that. It just gets spilt away. It's called wasting seed in some way. You've given the most beautiful, powerful thing, but there's nobody there to receive it. That's called Imtelchu Imikeri. Now, you're just not even interested. You're not even interested. If you go that, if when every event happens in the world, you just ignore it and just, none to do with me, I just keep going my merry way, then unfortunately that's the Teichah. Things get worse and worse. What's the reverse? What is our job? Our job, obviously, is to make a kli, a receptacle, to be able to, yes, be bothered, and yes, it's choshev, and yes, it will make an impact. And when I hear the news, and it's got some relevance, I think to myself, how's it relevant to me? And when somebody says something to me, or something happens to me, I have to think, how's it relevant to me? I make a kli. And this is Sfira Sa'ina. Sfira Sa'ina, you can't just pitch up at Matan Torah. Hi guys, I'm here, sorry about that, I was a bit late. Okay, Matan Torah, let's see what's happening. Oh wow, there's a whole... No, it's not a sound and light show. You've got to be ready for Matan Torah. We didn't go straight from Yetzias Mitzrayim and then the next day was Matan Torah. No. It was a fast track. 50 days is quite fast. But nonetheless, you've got to prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves for Matan Torah. Make yourself into a kli. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to shout at you, and you're looking at your phone or your watch, hello, you're not coming to Matan Torah. A Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to prepare yourself. I've got to be a kli to receive, to be makabel Torah, that's what we say. You've got to be makabel Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the most precious thing. If you're not there to receive it, interesting halacha, by the way, there's a whole discussion, what do you do? If somebody gives you a bracha, brachas training, what are you supposed to do? So some people say the psukim, you're not supposed to say even the psukim. What are you supposed to do when somebody gives you a bracha? When the kohen give you a bracha, what are you supposed to do? You know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to stand there and be makabel the bracha. Don't say anything. It's not time to read psukim. This is not output. You're receiving the bracha. If Kodesh Baruch Hu was putting, so to speak, his hands on your head and giving you a bracha, you receive the bracha. You say, I'm accepting, I'm a kabbal, I receive, thank you very much. And Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah. We have to be makabel the Torah. In order to do that, we have to make ourselves into a kli. How do we make ourselves into a kli? 49 days of work. 49 days of training, of working on ourselves. And this is what Chazal call the mitzvah of the Omer, is to create the Yesh. Yesh. What's got to do with Yesh? The Omer is Gematria 310. 310 is a very special number. As the Mishnah tells us, is in the end of Shas, the last Mishnah in Uksin, the Mishnah says, Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Hanchu L'Chol Kol Tzadik B'Tzadik Shin Yud Oilamais, Shai Oilamais. As it says, L'Hanchil Oyava Yesh, V'Otzoseima Amale. I want to bequeath to my children, L'Hanchil Oyava, to my beloved ones, Yesh. I want to give them Yesh. Yesh means you have something. Yesh L'Hamashu, Yesh means you have something. I want to. V'Otzoseima Amale, and I will fill up your storehouses. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can only fill up your storehouses if you open the room. You've got to have a kli for me to pour it in. Kli machzik brocha. So your life is to make yourself into a kli, is to achieve whatever you can, to grab mitzvahs and to make the yesh. And when you come to the next world, having done mitzvahs and maisim tovim and Torah and done what you're supposed to, you can come to the next world with your yesh. Hashem will give you shin yud olamos. You've yesh, you've acquired something in this world, 310. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can fill that. It's the same amale. I want to give my beloved yesh. I want to give you yesh, but only if you've acquired something and made that clean. That's the Omer. The counting of the Omer. Omer is Gematria, Ayin Mem Resh. That's how it's spelled in the Torah, without a vav. Ayin Mem Resh. 310. The Omer, every day we count the Omer. We're counting from that little carbon that we gave to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we count again and again. The Sfiras HaOmer is the creation of the yesh. When we do this, you see the Sfas Emes describes this world as a mixture. He says a beautiful piece on Sfiras HaOmer, the Sfas Emes says. This world is a mixture. Everything that we see is good and bad. Our job is to take that which is good and get rid of that which is bad. And when we do that, we're left with the Yesh at the end of the day. He says, but why is it, if you think about it, the Omer is 49 days. If we went from minus 49, Mentes Shari Tumo, to plus 49, that should be 98 days. Not 49. Why do we do 49 days of the Omer? It's a posh question. Says the Sfas Emes, every day has within it minus and a plus. Your job is to get rid of the negative, the minus, and access the plus. Access the positive. When you do that, within 49 days, you've purified the mixture. You've taken away the mixture, which is a whole ibuvia, as he calls it, of good and bad. You've taken away the negative, you've left with that which is positive. You've got the yesh by the end of it. In fact, he beautifully says, but my mamuzga, I'll drop this in. He says that that's why the remez to this is that milk, what is milk? Milk comes from an animal, it comes from blood, it comes from fleshik. Yeah, we get all worried about basa b'cholok, but where does the milk come from? It comes from basa, right? So he says the basa, atam adova, even though basa b'cholok is a chayk, but atam adova, says the Sfas Emes, is that you have basa b'cholok is a mixture. Basa is, so to speak, a mixture of blood and meat and flesh. And what can you extract from there? The pure milk. Blood is a symbol of death. Ka'adamu ha'nefesh. Natilas Neshama. On Shabbos you can't take out one drop of blood because it's called Natilas Neshama. One drop of blood. Yet from that blood is created milk. When a woman feeds, the milk comes from the blood. So the Sfas Emes says, what's pshat? What does that mean? It means that inside of the meat, so to speak, is an irbuvia, it's a mixture of toiv and ra, and our job is to tap off and to extract that which is toiv, that which is pure. Take that which is the life-giving, the cholov, take it out of the mixture. So he says that the last thing you want to do is, after you've spent all the time extracting the pure milk from the mixture, the last thing you want to do is put it back into the mixture. You don't put milk back into the meat. Of course, we don't mix possible cholov. And that's why he says we have the minig on Shavuos, to have milchiks. Because you spent 49 days extracting the toiv and getting rid of that which is ra, and now you've got the pure milk. So you have milchiks on Shavuos. Cholov. Life-giving cholov. And that is the process of what we call lahotzi yokar min hazoilel. Lahotzi yokar min hazoilel means to take something precious, yokar min zoilel, something which is cheap. There's things out there, the world is an abruvia, a mixture of toiv and ra. There's good and bad. Your job is to take that which is yokar. Hoitzi yokar min hazoilel. To take that which is precious. Yokar is gematria 310. The process of the Omer is a purification process. You want to make a kli, you've got to get rid of all the schmutz, all the garbage, all the rubbish, all the negativity. And you've got to make yourself into a kli for Kabbalah Satoira. So you have to be mitzi yokar, that which is precious, from that which is cheap. Extract that which is toiv. That's yokar 310. That is Omer, which is 310. And therefore... 310.
Without the vav.
In the Torah, looking in the Siddur. In the Chumash, it's without a vav. In the Chumash. So, I am Emrish. Omer 310, Yokar 310. Im telchi imi keri. Keri is the flip side. What's keri? Keri is Yokar. But instead of you take something, the most precious thing, that's why it's called keri. You take the life force itself, which could be the most Yokar dicker thing, and you wasted it. You turned it on its head and just spilt it. That's called keri. You took yokar and you made it into keri. That's the most tragic thing a person could do. In telch imi keri, Hashem said, I gave you life. I gave you yokar. I gave you the ability to extract yesh, 310 from this world. And if you just walk with me be keri, and you don't pay any attention to anything, you spill your life away, you chuck it away, you're not interested in listening even. So that's called in telch imi keri. You're walking with me be keri, the ultimate waste. Instead of the yokar 310, you make it into keri and chuck away your 310 and destroy your life by throwing away all the potential of what life could have been. That's the biggest teichacha you can get. Chash Baruch Hu says, don't do this. He begs of us, don't do this. But if you don't listen to me and you go with me be keri, this is the result. Because Hashem doesn't want to see us take the most precious thing, life itself, Torah and mitzvahs, and all that we can do and achieve, which is Yokar, and chuck it out. The Oim is 310, Yokar is 310, and if we don't get it right, we're spilling the whole Yokar and make it into Keri. Back to Erechim. What's our true value? Our true value is what we can achieve in this world. What can we achieve? Each person, according to his, whatever his koichas are, and where he's up to in his life. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu expects the maximum between 20 and 60. When you're that age, your erechin, your erechacha, is 50 shekel. How many days do we count in the Omer? 50. We're supposed to bring out all 50 chalokim. Your erech is the 50 shekel. That's the maximum we're supposed to bring out. All those 50 chalokim. The nun shari bima that we're supposed to ultimately get to. The 49 levels and the 50th, which is a gift after all of that. 50 shekel. That's what you give for your erech. Your true erech is exactly that. It's 50 shekel. It contains all these elements. But what's the gemara? The Torah doesn't say erech. The Torah says erechacha. Because erechacha is gematria 310. Erechacha. The extra chav. Erkecha, that's 310. 310, that's your erkecha. Your yesh, your value, what you are supposed to achieve in this world, is that yesh, that 310 olamos that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to achieve. And after, if you don't go amoeba keri, then you can wake up to the idea of erkecha. What's your true value? The toichecha is when it goes wrong. That's taking the yucca and spilling it and making it keri. You get it right, you've brought out your erkecha, you brought out all your 50 halakim that you've worked on over 50 days of the Omer, in terms of days, in terms of a lifetime, it's bringing out those 50 levels. If you do that, then your value will be expressed, and you will receive your erkecha, you will receive your true value, which is your 310 olamos, which is your yesh. Yesh, you would have achieved something, you've acquired something. From a mele, we've understood a deeper connection between erechin and the toichecha. The Toichacha is wasting the true value of life when it doesn't go right. And the Torah reminds us after everything, make sure you get the right Erechacha. Make sure that the 310 is brought out, the 50 shekel, the 50 levels are expressed in this world. And that's what a person is capable of achieving with his value. That's a little bit of an insight into the Sugya of Erechim. It's not about what you do and what you can achieve in terms of physically what you're capable of. It's about what's your value as a yid. And as was pointed out, a person could be on his deathbed and he's physically incapable of doing anything, but he's still got an erech. He's still got an erech. That means he's still there. His neshama is still there. Kol zman sha'aner doylek. As long as the candle is still burning, he's still got a neshama. There's still more erechin to be brought out, more yesh to try and grab and to try and achieve. We shall make ourselves into those kelim. That keli, which is a keli to be makabel Torah, to get rid of all the nonsense and the keri and the mikra and all the amolek dicker things, and be left with a keli that's ready and willing to receive Kabbalah Satorah. When we do that, we do our mitzvahs, and we do learning Torah, and do what we're supposed to, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can pour into us what we get on the 50th day, which is the Torah itself, which is the Shin Yud Olamos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give to every tzaddik with tzaddik.